You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
You think there's anyone on the team whose Brady doesn't know their name?
No, and I got to tell you, this guy is walking around to every defensive player, and he's telling them last night how happy he is for them. And I believed him. And he is so great. I found myself liking Tom Brady last night.
Honey Badger. Big loss for him yesterday, right?
Yeah. I like Honey Badger.
Yeah, but he was looking silly yesterday.
Not as much as you like telling someone to shut their mouth.
Oh, it's my favorite.
You do love Honey Badger. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Who does Stugatz love more? Any athlete in the history of the world or telling an athlete to shut the hell up? Because I think it's one of Stugatz's favorite moves.
Some of those goals were... Well, I just had a Guadalajara moment. Got choked up. Yeah. Some of those calls were real bad. Not that they had anything to do with the game. I think we know that Tampa was very clearly better on the night.
If it had been a close game, we would be talking about that today. It's not something we're talking about because Kansas City was never in the game. But every single break went Tampa Bay's way.
It did, and there were some questionable calls. But let's also keep in mind that the Bucs beat them that badly, and they were stopped at the one-yard line four times. It could have been very easily. It could have been 38-9.
Oh, but they scored right after that, though.
They got the ball back. Yeah,
they got the ball back short field. And they scored touchdowns. That's what Tom Brady and Gronk, I heard you saying during the break, you just said bleeping Gronk under your breath. I don't even know what you're talking about there. I need to correct something from last week. Incidentally, I said that Travis Kelce was, I got a little bit of, by a couple of months, I was a little bit off in what I said in terms of how much younger or older Gronk is than Kelce. But just so that you know, they're both 31 years old. They're months apart. And that's a bit shocking given that we think that Gronk is covered in WD-40 because all his parts creak. And Kelce, even on a day where Mahomes looks worse than he ever has, the over-under prop bet on Kelce is 100 yards, and he goes well over 100 yards on a day when we're celebrating. Man, Levante David is a beast because he could be somewhere in the vicinity of Kelce. Kelce still has 133 yards on the game, and he was – largely neutralized given what we're expecting to see from them at all times.
10 catches, 133 yards for Kelce. My bleeping Gronk during the break was so predictable. Brady to Gronk in the Super Bowl, not once, but twice. It was just, it's never going to end.
But Stugatz, what's so predictable now because we have the result, what do you mean? Tom Brady at home getting points? It's obvious. Patrick Mahomes' offensive line decimated. It's obvious. How could we not see it? No, man. Like, he was an underdog. The greatest winner of our time was playing at home in a Super Bowl, and he was an underdog, and I was surprised that the line was that small just because I've seen that Kansas. I'd never bet against that Kansas City offense. I'd be terrified. I think it's one of the scariest bets you can make in sports, betting against the Kansas City offense.
At 31-9, headed into the fourth because no one scored in the fourth. You didn't think the game was over, did you? At 31-9.
I feared that I did not at any think it moment was over. They would do what they did to Houston last year in the playoffs where it would just start, and it's against my better judgment, right? Because I'd just seen three quarters, but I had trusted the last couple of seasons in terms of sample more than the three quarters I had just seen. I just think it's one of the scariest thing in sports, the Patrick Mahomes offense. We've never seen it, man. We've never. Could we? I wonder what the bet would have been for you to bet in that game, Kansas City will not score a touchdown in this game. It. And who would have felt comfortable taking that bet, no matter what the odds are? Kansas City will not score a touchdown.
It's incredible. And I was just hoping against hope that someone would do that to that offense just so I would know it was possible. Because I haven't seen it outside of a half in an AFC championship game. I hadn't seen someone neutralize that defense, and I'm just begging as a fan of another team in that conference, someone, please show me a playbook here as to how to do it. And Todd Bowles was doing really creative things. He actually didn't blitz all that much, but he was overloading coverage.
Less than he usually does.
Yeah. There was one time that he sent two corners on a blitz and an obvious passing down. There was some really creative stuff that was being done there. Now, you need to have the horses. Devin White and Lavonte David at linebacker, which is a lot of analytics teams don't really value the linebacker position. I think right now you're seeing the value in it because Lavonte David's going to be in Canton. He's a Hall of Famer, and Devin White really looks good. Like he might be one too.
How about that, though? He's a Hall of Famer, and we all were like, man, what a beast that dude is. And Kelsey, again, 10 catches for 133 yards. I was actually talking to Mike about it before the game, Stugatz. The idea that we've arrived in the place with these tight ends in terms of athleticism where their physical size, because even though Lavonte David is big, he's not nearly as big as Travis Kelsey, that you get into one of these situations where Kelsey's running around in your secondary, and disproportionately, it's sort of like Shaquille O'Neal playing basketball against people much smaller than him. And so the goal when you're on offense is not to get Travis Kelce to score. It's simply to get him in a position where he is posting up somebody. So it's not what you're trying to
throw it up.
What you're trying to do on defense is not keeping Shaq from scoring. You're trying to keep Shaq from getting the ball in the post because Travis Kelce at any point can choose on any route. I'm going to go right or left depending on what looks a little cleaner here. And Patrick Mahomes is going to be accurate enough that he's just going to know because of my size that somebody can't get around my body without interfering.
That was a killer at the goal line at the end. I had Kelce to score as a prop. I realized that was a really bad Super Bowl, but because of all the individual props in that game, I was so into it. I had so much money. Anytime someone stepped on a blade of grass, hundreds of dollars were being exchanged.
That's the way to do it. What was the big one that you won? What was your big...
So the big one that I won, I was just picking Mina's brain. And you know what? Mina was wrong about this game. It happens. And she told me that the Bucs are bad against mobile quarterbacks. So I went over on Mahomes' rushing total big, and he had that in the first quarter. So I was very clearly feeling good about all the other ones. But when Gronk catches that touchdown, and I just need Sammy Watkins or Travis Kelce to do it, and I'm a made man. Just cash one of these 18-1s for the love of God.
Wait a minute, Watkins? Yeah. Watkins did another one of those things that Watkins does where he
disappearing act.
Simply a first-round pick, an amazing collegiate talent. You're like, where'd he go?
Yeah, Mina said that maybe this might finally be a Watkins game, so I was in on the overs on Watkins. And Pringle, too. I got really excited when Pringle caught a pass immediately.
You did okay betting, even though you had Kansas City doing well offensively?
No. I got dragged. I got dragged pretty hard. I won the Mahomes bet. And I think the big win was that I just didn't blindly throw money at Kansas City when they were trailing. The big win for me was that I didn't lose thousands of dollars last night.
Like in-game.
Yeah.
Just keep thinking they're going to come back.
Time,
right?
Every time I'm like, I put in like a unit and a half in-game in the third quarter over 17.5 points. And even then I was just like, I just got the feels from this game.
Did you take heads?
No.
I did.
No. Tails fail.
That's excellent restraint, Mike. I would think that the most tempting thing in sports practically is to bet Kansas City when they're trailing.
Dan, nothing will tighten up your wallet quite like losing $6,000 on AMC.
Except when you're betting against Brady.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Billy, you were asking a lot of questions. I want to get to some other stuff that's away from this sports stuff. We got to get into that Canseco boxing match that he made $1 million for, ripping off a bunch of barstool people who paid I don't know how much. Chris, did you pay for that fight? Did you pay to watch on pay-per-view? Jose Canseco lasted 5 seconds. Chris, you paid to watch that?
I like a spectacle, Dan. Yes, I paid for it. It was $20. It was easy to order. I enjoyed it. I mean, I got my money's worth, even though it lasted 10 seconds.
Not even 10 seconds. I think he quit before that. He went down with a shoulder injury. There wasn't a physical involved, and he got a percentage of the cut. And so you find yourself in a position where, on top of making a bunch of money, because Barstool's president Dave Portnoy was mad at him because he was saying, like, he bilked us. He just took a dive. He came in, didn't have to take a physical, and he was tied to the pay-per-view. So he got $1 million for 5 seconds. Jose Canseco. The last time he had boxed or didn't box, he sent his twin brother in to box for him, and people uncovered the scandal. Nothing surprising that a career fraud like Jose Canseco would just lay on the ground holding his shoulder.
Well, exactly. What did you think was going to happen with Jose Canseco? Like, that's what happens with him when things like it's not a coincidence that we never went into the desert to chase Bigfoot with Jose Canseco. Like, the more questions that were asked, the more they said, you know what? Let's maybe not do this one. The amount, like, I don't know if it can be said, but I heard what a proposed budget for that was, and I was like, this is crazy. Like, if this happens, I better not mess this up, because, like, this is legit money. And, of course, it didn't happen because they started asking questions and then it didn't amount to anything.
It's such a good point. I mean, when you get into business with Canseco in general, Dan, you're going to lose. It's a losing proposition getting into business with Jose Canseco. What did you expect? You're Barstool and you signed Jose Canseco. What did you think he was going to do?
Billy, can you utter that sentence again without any context whatsoever, where you just say it's not a coincidence that blank?
It's not a coincidence that we didn't go into the desert to search for Bigfoot with Jose Canseco.
So is it possible? Do you guys think that Canseco bet on his opponent plus 400, Billy the intern? Do you believe that?
And took a dive.
And then took a dive after that. He's from Vegas. I wouldn't put it past him.
Which one of us is going to box somebody now? Because it's got to be one of us in the shipping container. Billy the intern got Jose Canseco. We can do better than that. Who are we going to get? Roy, who are you boxing?
Were you guys jealous that they got the big spectacle around Canseco because we couldn't afford it, evidently? We've been trying. Oh, while we're at it, We should have had the Aaron Rodgers show every Tuesday a couple of years ago, but we're not going to talk about that.
What happened
with the Canseco? We should have been doing something like that with Canseco. We were there first with Canseco. Did the money get too large? Is that what happened?
No, I'm telling you, it was crazy money that was proposed. And supposedly there was other bidders that I don't believe. And I think what happened was when they saw it, this is a legit thing that they're coming at us with. We're going to have to produce Bigfoot somehow if we're going to, because look, I guess it doesn't matter at this point, right? What difference does it make? They were going to do an ESPN Plus mini series on this, and it was going to be a whole thing. And there was like a legit budget for it that was, should I say the number? Does it matter?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't know this story. So I want as many details as you could possibly give us.
When the discussions were going on with Jose Canseco, it was conversations going back and forth, and it was a bidding process that they claimed was going on. And somehow money was found for a budget. The plan was to make this an ESPN Plus digital thing that would probably go on more than one episode. But some of the snags were they had five seats in the thing, but they wouldn't commit to more than one seat. And security was kind of like, well, no, we're not just putting an ESPN employee or a Disney employee in that RV without having some sort of, you know, security. Like, can we follow the van from behind or the RV? And they're like, no, it's a secret location. We're like, well, we're not just going to go and put someone out there and we can't follow where they're going. We need to keep track of our employees and where it is that they're going. They can't just go into the desert with you.
That could have been Billy.
And well, no, that was the plan. I had a conversation with my wife where I said, listen, there's a slight chance that in the next 3 to 4 weeks, I may have to fly to Las Vegas and go into the desert in an RV with Jose Canseco. They're not telling us where it is. Like, security's looking into this, but they're kind of going back and forth. They said that there can't be a camera on with me and they can't follow too closely. So there's a chance that I die. But if I do die, it will be quite the story to tell how I died.
There would also be the chance that someone far away, Ozzy Canseco, would run by in a big giant bear costume in the distance.
Yes.
And like,
well, absolutely. And look, for the amount of money that I heard the budget was, that I guess would have included like editing and equipment and all of that stuff, they could have bought a really nice bear costume to trick us into thinking.
Billy, I just realized that Chris Cody went in there and spent $20 that Jose Canseco, Chris Cody is responsible for Jose Canseco making $1 million for defrauding Barstool and the internet and just paying basically what he's been doing for decades, which is I will exchange my dignity for $1 million. And what I just realized in you telling that story is we had the opportunity to be ripped off by Jose first. I just realized that we could have had all of that pay-per-view stuff. We could have had everything that Barstool had around the Jose Canseco circus, that you were there first, and then everything just fell apart in negotiations because you realized that you might get abducted and it would cost Disney $500,000.
Oh, no, it was on their end that it fell apart. It's my understanding. There were multiple conference calls that were supposed to be with his representatives that, surprise, Jose was there in the background talking in the shadows. There were multiple conference
Billy,
calls.
Billy, why am I just hearing this story for the first time? Like, please give me, I want to do an oral history podcast investigative series of where the Canseco deal fell apart. Give me all of the details. Let's do a South Beach sessions where I just ask you questions about all of the details where they fell apart, because I want all of them.
Well, this is also what led to, okay. So Jose puts out the story and says, contact my manager, Morgan, if you want to reach out to me. And a ton of people reached out and Morgan started getting back to people. We later found out that Morgan was Jose Canseco's girlfriend. I don't know whether or not there was PR experience there, but it seemed like they were an item and they were in a relationship. Now, they've since had a falling out, but one thing that we did
as tends to happen with Canseco,
his whole life is a falling
out. Very publicly, but he tends to break up enormously heartbroken on Twitter with women.
Yeah, poor guy. I feel bad for him. Now, one thing that we almost got out of this failed Bigfoot expedition was we had contact to Jose Canseco. We had Morgan's contact info, and that's who I reached out to when we were trying to get Jose Canseco on the show earlier last year when he was supporting you. Something that you said about baseball and Jose Canseco was like, I agree with Dan Levitard. We're like, we need to get Jose Canseco. So we reached out to Morgan. We still had that contact and agreed to have this interview. And then, of course, bailed like half an hour before the interview was supposed to happen. And now since then, Jose and Morgan have had a falling out. They've broken up. So we've lost direct contact with Jose Canseco again. So we can hope that they get together. But yeah, from what I hear, there were conference calls. I wasn't part of those. Those were above my head. This is the people that are like signing checks and making the decisions and figuring out like the logistics of how it is that this happened, because it seemed like they were negotiating two things. They were negotiating 5 seats on this RV, and then they were also trying to negotiate simultaneously a TV deal out of this, like to broadcast this thing. And that's where we were in play and apparently made a legitimate offer that was enticing to them, not anywhere near the Barstool number, but significant.
Oh no, but I wish I had known that we might have never left ESPN. I wish I'd known that they were willing to follow us down the path of actually spending money on one of our stupid absurdities.
It was crazy. I thought as soon as the suggestion was made, I thought this was one of those things that I like put out there into the universe, and it's like, that's not gonna happen. I was shocked at how high this went and how they're like, yeah, we'll do this. We'll put this on ESPN Plus. The app is launching. We'll put it on there. We need some content. We'll have a little mini series where you're going around the desert with Jose Canseco. It was so serious, and the number that I heard was high enough that I was like, yeah, what's gonna happen is they're gonna do this, and then like Sarah Spain's gonna be the person, because they're not gonna trust me to do this because this is a legitimate thing.
Billy,
it was six figures.
Billy, I don't understand. I can't believe any of that. I don't understand how. Can you explain to me, as someone who is telling his wife I might be abducted and is afraid of everything, how in God's name were you, of all things, a pole vaulter in high school? That seems super scary. That seems like something that people who are afraid would not do as a sport.
Yeah, that's one of those things that you do before. It's kind of like a little kid. You go to the fair and you're like, wow, this is really fun. I can't wait to go on this roller coaster. And then as you're getting older, you're like, this doesn't seem like the safest of things. Maybe let me not go on the Gravitron that has, you know, a garbage bag over a missing panel. Let me avoid doing that this time around. It's one of those situations.
Do you remember your first vault, though? Like, I'm with Dan.
I remember, yeah. I remember I was bad at first, and I remember going and having to go to the emergency room because I decided that who at the time was like 5'3", 90 pounds. I was using the pole that was for people under 100 pounds that was electric pink. So I was running with that pole and I didn't get over the bar exactly, but I decided that I needed to have track spikes because that would somehow help me get faster and get over the pole that was like at maybe like 8 feet or something at the time. Not even, it was probably like 7 feet. I don't know what it was. And I spiked myself in the leg, cut myself deep. They had to stop the meet. And this is the portion, look, for those of you who don't know, which is probably everyone, pole vaulting, especially in high school, is one of the longest events. It'll go on for like 4 hours because you have everybody going and everybody gets 3 tries at every height if they don't do it. So they have to put the thing up, put it down, and keep things moving. So then you have like the legitimate ones who are competing like at the end of the 4 hours because they come in at like the ending heights, just waiting around for people like ninth grade me who was running around with track spikes and Under Armour trying to get over like the opening 7 foot height with a pole that I shouldn't even have been using, spiking myself in the leg, laying down in the runway, and having people come to give me medical attention before I had to leave to go get stitches in my leg because I decided that I needed track spikes to not get over the starting height.
I have some follow-up questions. A lot of them. Electric pink?
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably a pull meant for girls, to be honest with you. Not that pink can't be for guys, but just judging on where I saw the poles most used, I was one of the few guys using that pink pole. It was also, I think, a training pole. Yeah.
How specifically, just so that we can conjure the entirety of this image, okay? So you are 5'3", 90 pounds. You are stopping the whole meet, an already long meet, because you have hobbled off into a corner on the track. You're laying down bleeding.
I wish I could hobble.
You required how many stitches, and paint a visual picture of where you're laying, how much you're bleeding. And I've got one final question after that.
It was deep enough. The blood didn't come immediately. It was a deep gash that the medic came over to see, and they said, you're going to have to go get stitches, where you could see the meat in your leg. You know when that happens, yeah, where you gash yourself and you could just see the meat. And it's kind of like you see like the little like slimy things inside. It was really gross. The number, I want to say somewhere, it wasn't a ton. I want to say in the 1 to 5 range. It could have been one of those things. I don't remember exactly because, again, I was so out of it because of this traumatic experience. I feel like when I went there, it may have been one of those where the doctor says, like, you don't even really need stitches. But I have a scar, so I want to say 1 to 5 okay, stitches on this leg. So but I definitely saw my meat. In my leg. Calf.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.